This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Sorry, Bump.
I had my mic on, and that not only you heard it here, but the Calliope's in Sewickley. There was...
Oh, Bob. I was up all night. Do you know that? I woke up at 4 o'clock in an anxious, just
for what?
Fever dream. I don't know why. I'm back on caffeine for once. I'm having trouble sleeping. I'm thinking about the state of the world. I'm thinking about the trip to Florida. I'm thinking about, is Bob going to be here for the whole show tomorrow or today?
All part-time kinds of pump, things. Baby. You know me.
Daughter getting ready for college in a year from
that
now.
That should be a bigger concern for you because it was for us.
Daughter driving. The whole thing.
That's even bigger.
Yeah. How did we, who am I? Why am I on earth? I didn't have a choice, but here I am. I'm a person. Where am I going? I'm getting older. Yeah, my parents are getting older.
Nostradamus.
My nephew's getting married. How are we going to get there? We need passport. How does anybody survive any day, Bob? There's too much to think about.
Well, you need to just trust whatever you want to trust and let it happen, you know. Andrew Destin has done that, and he's leaving.
With us? He's
leaving.
Yeah, there he is.
And he's leaving. I'm disappointed to hear that, but yeah, it sounds like a great opportunity for you, Andrew, so congratulations.
Yes, I second that. Where are you going?
Thank you, guys. Yeah, I appreciate it. First, I mean, just relate to a lot of what you were feeling right there, Joe, talking about, you know, the world at large. Definitely relate to that. But yeah, I'm very excited about what's to come next, which is official, and I'll get that out on social media here in the next coming days. But I'm headed to Seattle to write for the Associated Press. So
nice,
I'll be out there covering, you know, general Washington area sports, primarily in Seattle, but the Seahawks, the Mariners, the Kraken, a little bit of UW athletics, occasionally make a road trip out to Gonzaga or something like that.
Nice.
But, you got to do the Gonzaga thing. Absolutely. That's such a cool program.
Yeah, so should be a good time. I'll speak candidly and say it's been a lot to come to terms with, just in terms of leaving Pittsburgh and all the time and memories I've made here and all the friendships I've forged. It is a ton to come to terms with, but I'm certainly excited about it, but cautiously excited. That's probably the best way of putting it.
Andrew Destin of the Post-Gazette has been a wonderful guest for us. I met him once. Is there a going away party for you?
We'll see about that. I officially leave here on April 5th, so I'll stick around for the home opener. Make sure I say my goodbyes to all the beat reporters and all the media folks there. But I got my dad flying across the country to meet up with me, and we're going to fly across, or we're going to drive across the country and road trip it together, which should be good.
Oh,
so I'm looking forward to that.
That is fantastic.
That's the best way to find out about everything, actually, I think, Andrew. When you make trips and you stop places and you see things instead of just getting there quickly.
Yeah.
It's a great learning experience.
No doubt. Yeah. The longest road trip I did was when I graduated college. I flew from San Francisco to Chicago and met up with one of my good buddies, one of my old roommates who was doing a road trip. And we went Chicago back to San Francisco. So for absolutely no reason, I did a road trip. I was just joining him for it.
Because you were young and you were agreeable to everything. When you're young, you say, sure, I'll go. Where are we going? I don't know. I'm going to go. That's how it is.
Exactly. It was, doing that right before starting at the Post-Gazette. And since then, it's been a treat. But first long, long road trip like that since college. So
4 things I would like you to do in Seattle. Go to the original Starbucks. Go have dinner in the Space Needle. Visit Vinny Ricci and drive to Vancouver.
The last one, big time.
Yeah, the last one for sure. I got to get up there at least for a Canucks game or something.
Oh, my God.
Check out the whole city.
What a
city.
The Vinny Ricci thing is mandatory, too, I feel like. Have you ever met Vinny? He still lives out there, I believe.
I can't say I have, but I have been told that I need to meet all of, former Penguins brain trust and folks that are running the ship there, coaching the team. The whole Kraken operation is basically just Penguins West.
And what's it called? Pike's Market, Bob? Is that what they have in Seattle?
They do have that, yes. There's a lot of great places there.
And right around there is the original Starbucks. Have you been there, Bob?
No, I missed that one.
The very first one is out there, Andrew. Were you aware of that?
I am, yeah. Actually, funny story real quick. I haven't spent a lot of time in Seattle since I was a little kid, but when I was probably about, 11, 12 years old, we went there one time on a family vacation. We drove from the Bay Area up to Seattle to take a cruise up to Alaska, which is, one of the more memorable family vacations. But we stopped at the original Starbucks, and I got myself a chocolate milk, so I did pretty good for myself, I guess.
Bob, do you mind if I ask Andrew a question or two about his trip to Alaska?
No, go right ahead. I find it interesting.
I mean, is it stereotypically Alaska where you go there and it's just like frozen tundra? Or what did you do? What was Alaska like? Did you go ice fishing? What happened?
Well, so it was in the summer, so it made it a heck of a lot more tolerable. But yeah, so we went from Seattle to Alaska, hit Juneau, hit Skagway, hit a couple of these cities. We had one day where it was actually very hot. We rented a car. And I want to say we rented it in Juneau. I might have that wrong. If my folks are listening, please correct me. But we rented a car and then drove to the Yukon Territory so that we could say we went to the Yukon Territory, where they had these mosquitoes that were the biggest darn things you'd seen. They were the size of a palm of your hand.
Did you see Yukon Cornelius?
I wish. He was nowhere to be found, nor the abominable snowman. It was very disappointing.
Limits, do you have a question either about Andrew's trip to Seattle or Alaska?
Yeah, I'm very curious just about Alaska in general, because I hear that it's just so picturesque and such a beautiful place to visit. And I feel like there are some hidden gems in Alaska, and I'm just curious about the state in general and why I should visit.
Yeah, gorgeous, gorgeous place, man. Can't recommend it enough. Well, it's funny, though, because looking back on it, part of why that trip is so memorable for our family is we were considering doing like a whole family of 5 trip out to Europe. Like, we had it all slated to go. That was going to be the big powwow, like knock it all down family vacation. And me and my older brother, at that time, we were, I would like to think, relatively uncultured. All we cared about really was sports and the United States. So we kind of poo-pooed those plans. And my older sister, who was in college, well-versed, very intelligent woman who works in creative writing now at Florida State, was devastated. And instead, we drove up to Seattle and caught a Mariners game and went to Alaska. So, don't get me wrong, it was a great vacation. It's just funny thinking back on it, because it's like, oh, we could have gone to Europe and hit all of these different spots. And me and my brother were like, no, let's go catch Mariners Red Sox. That sounds way cooler.
Bob, do you have any lingering questions about Andrew's trip to Alaska?
No, other than that's one of those places that I think is on my bucket list too. So if it ever comes to be, I will call you and ask for some advice, Andrew.
Should Anchorage have sports teams, Bob? Like in the NFL, maybe an MLB team,
no.
Something like that? No?
No, I think it's too far away and I don't know there's enough there to support it. Am I wrong? I don't know.
I don't know. Ask the guy who's been to Alaska. Could they support a team out there?
Can they support a team?
I don't know about that. And I also can't speak for Anchorage. I've never been there. But, I mean, God, like, I just Yeah, that's way too remote. I mean, I think the flight from Seattle to Anchorage is like 3 hours or 3.5 hours.
Wow.
So, and Seattle is as remote as it gets for any North American major pro sports city. So,
all right,
yeah,
Andrew.
Probably shooting that one down.
Yeah. Well, we'll say our goodbyes in a moment. But in the meantime, we have a season opener with the Pirates and a lot of unanswered questions. The first of which is Jared Jones. And I should start you out by saying, when's he going to come back? And that way we can get Shelty's attention immediately. I guess this was a pretty good break for them, all things considered, that he doesn't need surgery, right?
Yeah, sounds like it for right now. And obviously 6 weeks is not preferable, right? Like, you'd obviously like for the guy to be back sooner, but it sounds like they've dodged a bullet for now. We've gone down this road before with various guys, right, where they get out there and you think 6 weeks, the recovery time is going to be okay and they'll be able to return from it, and it doesn't turn out to be that way. So remains to be seen. I think as of right now, hey, this is as good as you could ask for in terms of a clean bill of health for Jared Jones. It's just troublesome from the stance of, hey, when he comes back, will he be 100%? Will he be able to actually be operating at a full capacity? Will he have any limitations? That remains to be seen. But in terms of what you've got right now, effective March 26, hey, this is optimistic. This gives you reason to believe he could be back by sometime in mid-May or June or something like that. Because if not, the worst case scenario was if this was Tommy John, I mean, you could have been looking at Jared Jones not coming back until mid to late 2026. Mm. Like, the timing of Tommy John surgery, if it is required, really couldn't be much worse. So to avoid that for the time being is a good sign for the Pirates.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the University Studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I think the key word there, phrase you just said, is for the time being. I mean, these things can be tricky too. So, you know, 6 weeks of nothing, and then all of a sudden it would take at least six more, I think, Andrew, to get back. And then how will they approach him? How will they use him at that point? Because I don't know if you want to rush him back thinking, especially if you feel like you need him, how do you think they'll play it?
Yeah, exactly. I think the way that you'll do it is you kind of take your sweet time. You've got other pitchers, right? Like, by no means are you better off without Jared Jones, but you take your time with this guy. You let him build himself back up. You let him start throwing in a timely manner. Give it the rest that he needs. Because worst case scenario, hey, you've got Carmen Majinski for the time being. Thomas Arrington evidently was very close with how long they kept him around big league camp. Braxton Ashcraft is in the minors. Bubba Chandler, in theory, shouldn't be too far gone. So, like, you have other guys that can fill in the holes and can plug in the gaps for the time being. It's obviously not perfect. It's obviously not optimal in the sense that, hey, Jared's not healthy, right? Like, he's not ready to go right now. But you've got other options that should be able, in the interim at least, allow the Pirates to proceed with caution rather than rush this guy back sooner than he needs to be.
Andrew Destin of the Post-Gazette. You can read his stuff at postgazette.com. So give me your best, you may already know this, but if not, give me your best guess at the opening day lineup in order and by position.
Ooh, great question. I would say that Tommy Pham batting leadoff in left field, Brian Reynolds in right field batting second, O'Neill Cruz third in center, Andrew McCutchen DHing, Joey Bart behind the dish at catcher, in the five hole. Let's go whoever will be at first base, which
dilemma right there.
I'll put the word whoever in there batting sixth. Okay.
Yeah, I would say I guess that could be Endy, but he also hasn't gotten a whole ton of time there. I mean, we'll see. And then you just kind of fill out the rest of it with
Gonzalez
going around the diamond. So you would go Hayes seven, Gonzalez eight, and then kind of Falefa nine. maybe in that order, or maybe you drop down whoever's the first baseman, you put them at the 8 or the 9 hole, but something along those lines.
Why not Bart a cleanup as opposed to Andrew McCutchen? Just flip-flop there. I think Bart is the bat that you really want to have in that situation based on what I've seen.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's more just out of respect to McCutchen for the opening day purposes. I think that's more where that comes from. Okay. I don't know that that's necessarily a given, but he did it last year a good amount. He batted leadoff last year a good amount too. I think it's more just, hey, off the top of my head, this makes some deal of sense and pays homage to the guy who's been here for a number of years. But Joey Bart had as good of a spring as anybody, man. He looked pretty darn freaking good there behind the plate and hitting-wise. So he certainly earned the right to be in the cleanup hole if they want to so put him there.
When are we going to see Henry Davis?
Great question. It's tough to say because, right, you've got Spencer Horwitz, who is coming back from the injury theoretically at some point in April. Henry Davis at some point will get up here. If I had to guess, maybe sometime in June. And maybe that's because of an injury to a guy like Endy or Joey Bart. Knock on wood for the Pirates' sake, that doesn't happen. But maybe it's one of those two guys. Maybe it's because you have an opportunity to get reps at DH. Maybe it's because they decide, hey, we really like what we have in Joey Bart and Endy Rodriguez. Maybe this allows the Pirates to move around Henry Davis to another position over the next couple of months. Now, I'm not implying that that's happening. I'm not suggesting that that's anything that's in the works. But this would allow the Pirates to give that a couple of months if they so choose it. I think still personally they view Henry Davis as a catcher first and foremost. But, it would allow them that kind of flexibility to give it a couple of months, let Henry Davis get hot hitting-wise, and let whatever plays out on the catching front play out.
What is your concern with the bullpen, if there is? And is David Bednar, from what you've seen, I know it's not been a good spring, but does he still have the closer label at this point?
I think he still has it as of right now, just in the sense that, let's say the Pirates take the lead tomorrow and it's the 9th inning, somebody has to close. I think David Bednar is still your closer at that point. But by no means is that to suggest that David Bednar has this job on locks and nobody else is going to take it from him. I think what you're looking at is he has struggled this spring. He struggled last year. There's other guys in the bullpen who have warranted the opportunities to be 8th inning, 9th inning guys. So sure, David Bednar might get those chances from the outset, might get those chances from the get-go. But I think there's going to be other guys who are going to get save opportunities. And my concern with the bullpen is relatively high. For myriad reasons, whether that's, hey, you fired the bullpen coach in Justin Message and brought in a new guy in Miguel Perez. That was a sign that there was discontent with the bullpen and its performance. Bednar obviously hasn't been great. Guys like Kyle Nicholas are going to start the year in the minor leagues. There are some relatively unknown commodities who I think are going to be on the opening day roster, like a Justin Lawrence, or, you know, that's one name that certainly comes to mind. Some lefties like a Ryan Barucki coming off the injury plague 2024 season. There's so many question marks that I think some of these guys are going to hit, but others much less so. And that leads me to believe that this roster, this bullpen, it's got a good potential to be shaky. And I think that could really be an Achilles heel for this team.
Bob, may I engage Andrew in a game of free association?
Absolutely. This is his last free association.
Andrew, we hardly knew ye, which is why we're going to get to know you better in this version of my free association. Are you ready?
I'm ready as I'll ever be, Joe.
The best sports book you've ever read is what?
Heat by Mike Lupica.
The best book you've ever read is what, Andrew Destin?
Also a sports book, but not as much of a sports book, Moneyball by Michael Lewis.
Your favorite sports movie?
Ooh. Tough call. I'm going with the Bay Area one. I'll go Coach Carter.
Coach Carter comes out of nowhere.
I wouldn't have expected that.
Your favorite
Coach Carter or Hoosiers?
Yeah.
There you go.
Your favorite city in the world is what?
San Francisco, California.
Which player was the best interview on the Pirates when you covered them?
Soft spot for Nick York. Reps the South Bay. Reps California. I miss that guy already.
Best interview on the Penguins was who?
Marcus Pedersen. What a nice human. What just a great guy.
And the best game you ever saw during your time in Pittsburgh at any level was what?
Oh, man.
It's a tough one, ain't
it? That's a tough one to think about on the spot.
I'm sorry.
No. It's just such a great question. I would say, in the worst way possible, unfortunately, the Blackhawks-Penguins game to end the 22-23 season.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
That was not a good one. City Limits.
Like, not a good... not a good one for the Penguins, but the energy in that building was the best I'd ever seen. Mm. And I'm, you know, unfortunately, I never covered a Penguins playoff game or anything like that, but the energy in the building that night was unbelievable.
City Limits has a question he'd like to add.
What was it like dodging a foul ball in the press box at Milwaukee that almost crushed you?
Good point. Good question.
Which one?
Good point. There were two.
Yeah, that was a memorable one because that was the first time my phone started blowing up and I started getting the meme generator moments on Twitter. That was a fun one for me. I will not forget that anytime soon.
Well, Andrew, it was a hell of a run. How long were you here in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, I moved officially January of 2023, but I started coming to Pittsburgh in November of 2022. I was covering Penn State for the Post-Gazette. And I was doing, crazy enough, I'll keep it short, but I was doing like the back and forth drive from State College to Pittsburgh once or twice a week where I would cover Penn State stuff, you know, Wednesday through Saturday. And then I'd come out and help out Mr. Matt Wenzel for a little bit of Penguins coverage on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. And I'd stay with some family friends in Squirrel Hill. So I did that for a couple of months, then moved full time into Shadyside in January of 23. And then moved to Lawrenceville, where I currently am, in October of 2023, where I've been since, and it's been a blast, man. It's been what a good ride. I won't forget it anytime soon.
You did a great job here. You're a talented
guy.
Very much so. You're a good guy. I wish that you and Bob had been able to form more of a friendship, but maybe in another lifetime, Bob.
You never know. Things happen when you least expect it, so maybe we'll cross paths that. But really enjoy your writing and wish you all the best.
Cause, yes.
And it may sound like it's a tough thing to get over, but you will. Just leaving and getting through all the nerves that comes with that, but you'll have a great time.
And you're going to a great city.
Yeah, it's going to be a blast. I'm looking forward to it, but really appreciate you guys. Thanks so much for having me on. And it's been a great run. Thanks for having me on the fan all these times over the last couple of years.
Our pleasure. Right. Limits, did you want to say goodbye publicly to Destiny's Child?
I would love to. It's been a blast, Andrew. Good getting to know you and appreciate you always jumping on.
Yeah. Thanks so much, guys. Appreciate you, Austin. Joe, Bob, thanks so much, guys. Appreciate it.
Tip of the hat.
See you, buddy. Good luck with everything. There he goes,
Thank
Bob.
You.
That was sad. Did you see him fade off
the
screen like that?
I think he was getting a little emotional.
What do we do with this, Bob? Everybody's crying now. You're crying. Now you're sobbing.
I cry every time. Yeah, open a new Walmart, I'll cry. Open a Costco.
Damn, Zach Grilly pops in out of nowhere.
He's here to help. Sharing love for everyone.
I did. Andrew's a good guy. He really is. So off he goes to Seattle to forge his way in the world, Bob.
Yeah, he's going. Well, he seems to be interested in traveling and moving around a lot. So good. He's going to have different experiences. And it's best to do this when you're young.
Yes.
You get older and you don't have the same energy to move and change, especially if you're like me and you hoard everything. I don't know what to do with some of the stuff.